Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today we're going to continue in the Acts of the Apostles from our first reading, as we are doing throughout Eastertide. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Observing the boldness of Peter and John, and perceiving them to be uneducated ordinary men, they were amazed, and they recognized them as the companions of Jesus. Then, when they saw the man who had been cured standing there with them, they could say nothing in reply. So they ordered them to leave the Sanhedrin, and conferred with one another, saying, "What are we to do with these men? Everyone living in Jerusalem knows that a remarkable sign was done through them, and we cannot deny it. But so that it may not be spread any further among the people, let us give them a stern warning never again to speak to anyone in his name." So they called them back and ordered them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. Peter and John, however, said to them in reply, "Whether it is right in the sight of God for us to obey you rather than God, you be the judges. It is impossible for us not to speak about what we have seen and heard." After threatening them further, they released them, finding no way to punish them on account of the people who were all praising God for what had happened. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We're basically picking up from yesterday where Peter and John had gone to the temple, and there they found this crippled beggar who was asking for money. And it was to him that they said, "Silver and gold have I none, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, rise up and walk." And of course he did, and it caused a huge stir in the temple area. Peter used this as an opportunity to really preach about Jesus Christ and the importance of his role as the Messiah. And of course at that point, the priests, captain of the temple guard, the Sadducees, confronted them and basically put them under arrest. And so they took him to jail. The next day they were taken in front of the Sanhedrin, in front of the high priest Annas, Caiaphas, who was the previous high priest and a man of great influence, and others. And basically, again, Peter was very bold with them. And as Luke likes to point out, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, answered them. That again, he's really reminding us that Peter is a different individual as the Holy Spirit has invaded his person and has given him strength and one word that you could use is anointing. He actually has gifts and abilities beyond his own personal capability. And the statement that we begin with today is an interesting statement by the Sanhedrin. Now, this is the ruling council of the Jews. These are highly educated priests, scribes, they're leaders of the people and experts in the law. And, you know, it says, observing the boldness of Peter and John, and they saw what they were doing. They heard what they were saying. And again, even in front of the Sanhedrin, as imposing as it might seem, as intimidating as it might be, Peter really spoke to them again in confidence about the one that they had rejected as the builder. As the builders, they had rejected Jesus, and he has become the cornerstone. And again, observing the boldness of Peter and John, and they said, perceiving them to be uneducated, ordinary men. Now, I think this is the thing, that they really didn't see that Peter and John were worth anything on their own. They were fishermen. Andrew and Peter and James and John had spent their time on the Sea of Galilee, and they probably talked like uneducated men. They probably didn't have the refinement of speech that could be found among the rabbis, among the scribes and Pharisees, and especially among the high priests. but perceiving them to be uneducated, ordinary men, they were amazed and perceived or recognized them as the companions of Jesus. Another translation just says, and they perceived that they had been with Jesus. There's something about being with Jesus that transformed these individuals. He, of course, gave them instruction and insight into things of God beyond their schooling, beyond their understanding. The other thing that they did not know that Luke pointed out to us is that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They had the presence of God powerfully and abundantly in their lives. They weren't working on their own. They had amazing help in terms of what they had to say, how they had to say it, and to whom they had to speak it. And of course, the big problem that the Sanhedrin had is they didn't know what to do with these guys. They needed to be silenced in order to keep people from moving away from the influence of the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees to kind of question the Sanhedrin. But at the same time, a miracle has been done, and people know that it was Peter and John who were there when this miracle happened. And so, again, they had already dismissed them, but then they called them back in. We don't know how far they got. They may have just gotten out the door, or they may have had to go get them, but they brought them back, and they told them not to speak or to teach in the name of Jesus. Well, Peter and John, in unison, basically said, you know, whether it's right for us to obey God or you, you're going to have to be the judge in terms of what you think is right. But it's impossible for us not to speak it. We've seen and heard. We know. And again, here with this man that was just healed, that it's confirmation that what Jesus did on earth and what we did when he is here, or he was here, we are still doing in his absence. That still, God is at work through our hands. We can't stop doing this. And again, the Sanhedrin were powerless. They couldn't do anything because so many of the people were excited about the miracle. The sad thing to me is that they weren't excited about the miracle. They saw this man. I mean, he was standing right in front of them. And yet, they refused to see what was taking place as a sign that God was at work in a new and powerful way. And while the people recognized that God was at work, they truly didn't. And so they basically became powerless at this point and really had virtually no control over what the apostles would be saying in public. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I think one of the things that really strikes me about this passage for us to remember is that, as it says, that they were perceived as uneducated, ordinary men, but they knew that they had been with Jesus. There's something about being with the Lord, about spending time in His Word, spending time in prayer, that transforms us into someone other than who we are in ourselves. And so be encouraged that as you continue your walk with the Lord, that He can be there to help you, to guide you, to sustain you, and to give you insight that you can use in the sharing with other people. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.